Hi guys, welcome to Japanese for Kids or Japanese for Beginners. My name is Hannah and I am going to help you sail through the rivers of Japanese learning. So, in this first episode, we're going to be learning hiragana, if you want to be technical, and katakana. I would start off with hiragana. It's way more common because it is the alphabet used for Japanese words, because katakana is used for American words or words that aren't from Japan. So if you were writing your name and you're not Japanese and you're from somewhere else, you would write it in katakana. So how I learned Japanese is through a chart, but you can learn it however you want. Today we'll be discussing two different ways to learn hiragana and katakana. The first one is using graph, or not using, line paper and a hiragana or katakana chart, depending on which you are studying. Just search up hiragana chart, katakana chart, and print it out. Every day you can either choose a couple of different characters that you want to learn. You're going to write them out as many times as you want, and once you remember the character to the sound, you highlight it on your chart. That is the way I learned, and I think it is the best. And while you're writing, you say it. Another way is learning this through a book. The book I used is Japanese Alphabet by Gabriel Mandel. And it basically has introductions to Japanese. And then you go through and it has all the sounds and practice room, like room to practice, and the Chinese kanji for it, plus in different fonts. It shows you the stroke orders, and it also has room. It has the voiced and the half voiced, so you can practice with that. I got this one from the library, so I don't write in it. But yeah, if you have any other ways to learn hiragana and katakana, you can direct message me at my Instagram or Snapchat or something. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for watching my first podcast. Recording thing. Thanks so much. I hope I can talk to you in the next one. Okay. I know I'm awkward. Okay, bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.